Hi, Big Fatty.
So quiet, please. We're here the 18th. We're putting for the green jacket now.
Okay.
Oh, what am I talking about? We're nattering for the orange hat.
Oh, you big fat thing, you.
What's going on, guys? Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to the Little Fatty Cast. I am your host, Mr. Larry H. Bader, and this is your show, Larry Bader. And just welcome. What's going on, guys? So I get there, and y'all, there ain't nobody but Big Fatty and his horror friends there.
Was there any inappropriate touching?
No.
Could there have been?
Big Fatty! I'm Fatty!
Oh, Lord.
I'll take that as a hello.
Put little booties on the cat so they didn't get the floor dirty with their dirty little paws while I was mopping.
And you are fucking retarded.
Oh, what's going on, guys?
Oh, you big fat thing, you.
Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to the Little Fatty Cast for Monday, the 12th of April, 2021, in the holy year of Miss Dolly Hortensia Lavatria Parton. I am your sweaty and rushed host, the one, the fat, the only Mr. Larry H. Vader, that's...
Vader, V-E-D-E-R.
Not as fat as Noah, V-A-D-E-R. How's everybody doing? Ooh, with me is gassy
before
one.
We go any further.
Yeah.
Before we go any further, happy Ramadan.
Ooh. Oh, thank you. I do celebrate, you know. Was that directed to Miss Lauren?
Huh?
Was that directed to Miss Lauren?
Well, yes. You know, the Laurens. It's a celebration of Lauren.
It is. Isn't that what Ramadan is?
Well, yeah, it's Ramadan leads into La 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 Lauren, Rama Lauren.
Right. Well, and the best thing about
Beyonce does.
The best thing about Miss Lauren is we can still call her Miss La 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 Lauren even once she finally gets married. Like, we don't have to worry about a new name, you know. Like, she's not going to get her doctor's degree, so it won't be like Dr. Lauren. It's still Miss La 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 Lauren.
So, I wonder when she'll be filling in on the Jeopardy as a guest host.
Well, you know, the as many as they've gone through, she can't be far down the list. But then again, neither can either of us. I think we do a fantastic job.
Yeah, we can. Your boyfriend Anderson Cooper is going to be on in 2 weeks.
Ooh, well, I could see Andy doing a good job with that. Certainly better than
that job.
Right, certainly better than.
Aaron Rodgers or Dr. Rodgers?
Well, yes.
Okay.
Both of those. So, anyway, Big Fatty.
You're sweaty today.
I am sweaty. And it's just because I'm rushed. Like, I had a very busy day. I was cooking lunch, and I had picked up some turkey burgers at the Trader Joe's yesterday. And
I am so sorry. Is this part of your work release? Penalty.
Right. And so from someone who has eaten a lot of veggie burgers for the last 18 months, which are good, especially like those Mediterranean chickpea herb ones, they're really good. But, you know, like you want something new, a little different. So I picked up the turkey burgers, and I love a turkey burger, and it's certainly not as healthy, but so good. And anyway, I was eating my lunch, I was watching TV, eating my lunch about noon.
Sharded yourself all over the carpet.
So I heard the oven do something kind of like this. And I said, what in the world? I mean, it was turned off. I turned, you know, when I finished with my roasting my veggies. No, it was. Well, all of a sudden, y'all, the oven threw a code, an error code. Now, my oven, in all fairness, my oven is almost 20 years old.
That 20-year mark, you throw an error code.
Right. And I've already replaced the refrigerator. I've replaced the dishwasher, the microwave, blah, blah, blah. Like, all that. The oven.
So this was the last of the Mohicans.
Right.
You did have the Mohican brand, didn't you?
I did. It was Mohican by Whirlpool. Uh-huh. And And so,
now, was it an avocado grain or harvest gold?
No, no. But I had long since, like, one of the burners didn't work right. And I had the piece to replace it, but, you know, I just never had gotten around to it. And so I Googled, well, it was going to be a major project, it turned out. And so I Googled this air cut.
Just unplug it and plug the new one back in?
It's a flat top, so you had to take the glass off and do all that.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah, and okay. So, anyway,
okay.
I Googled this error code, and it was an electronics issue, and it's like, hey, you can probably clear it just by pressing clear, and, you know, it should be fine. And if that doesn't work, you can
buy a new one.
Power cycle it. And so, it didn't work when I cleared it, and then it didn't work when I power cycled it. With the
now,
breaker. So
does power cycle have anything to do with exercise?
Yes. Basically, that was my exercise. So anyway, I ran to the Lowell's, you know, and of all the things that have broken, honestly, a range, not the most expensive. Like it's money I don't want to spend, but my God, it's what, $500 of all the things in the last 6 months, $500. I'm like, meh. I mean, that's about right. You know, like, whatevs. So,
yeah, did you get a fancy one?
No. I wanted induction. I didn't realize how much that cost, however. I just got another flat top, basic flat top. But y'all, the ovens have gotten so much bigger on the inside versus what I have. Ooh. I couldn't believe that. Ooh. Like, ooh. I mean, not that I use the oven very often because it makes my house 300 degrees, but...
Could you put the kitties in it?
That is not a bad idea based on their behavior as of late. So I was doing that and I was running late, went to the gym, and y'all, I was just, I mean, I power cycling basically.
Is that like the equivalent of the skull wrapping a package power taping?
Oh, it's actually, I'm sure I looked very similar. To the skull
oh, I'm
power
sure.
wrapping. I am certain right. of it. So anyway, I was rushing. I texted Big Fatty. I was like, I'm going to be a little bit late. And then I was leaving the gymnatorium and bumped in to, I opened the door and there was my old friend. We'll call him Larry Bird. And
by the way, I never
Larry
got
Bird.
That picture.
It's in the chat. And,
oh, never mind. I thought it was.
And,
I was looking in the e-letters.
I should have just texted it to you.
Where chat, okay? Oh, now.
Anyway, I bumped into my friend Larry Bird. Now, I knew Larry from way back in the patrickspubonline.com/car crash days. And I see him occasionally at the gymnatorium in the morning, but, you know, it's the morning, and I'm usually there before him because he doesn't really work. And so...
Is there a story there?
No, he just basic semi-retired. He's not that much older than me, but he's done well for himself. And so, you know, I'm usually like it's more of a hi, like wave, and then you know, COVID. But today there was none of that, and so there I stood.
None of
gosh,
it.
Yeah, I must have stood there for 25 minutes, and it's not that hot outside, but the humidity. Is 70 something percent or whatever. So I was sweating and I just got out of the shower anyway. So I'm all for Clint. But yeah, so that's why I'm a little bit meh. Did you get the photo yet? Have you figured it out?
No, it won't let me see it.
Oh.
I clicked on it, but it,
I wish you could see his face while he's trying to figure this out. It's quite.
You know,
comical.
I feel like I'm in Walnut Hills or something.
Okay. Well, how about we just do that?
What did you do?
I texted it to you. Hi. So anyway, I was running late, so now I'm a little bit flustered. Everyone. So you're. Just
oh yeah, I remember him.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good old Larry.
Larry Bird. Yeah. Yep. So nice guy and hot too. I mean, right. Let's be honest.
For a little fatty.
Yeah. I suspect his political views, however, do not align with mine. So if I had to guess, he's that sort of guy.
So he's a Democrat?
Right. I suspect he's the sort that is quite a... Quite... Yeah, anyway. So, but it doesn't matter. None of that matters. Like, he ain't flirting with me.
That didn't matter at all.
Right.
Now.
So.
Now.
So that's been my day, everyone. Okay. So, yes. Okay. Buddy, how are you? What's up?
I'm lovely. Now, tell me. How was your second Fauci-ouchie?
Big Fatty.
Oh, Lord. Is that the death copter coming?
I thought the world was coming to an end. So went and got it on Monday about noon. I had my time wrong, so I had to wait a bit. And y'all, I was fine. My arm was a little bit sore. I was fine. I woke up Tuesday morning. I was not fine. And so I was achy. I didn't have a fever or anything like that. I was just achy. Like, my back hurt. And, you know, I'd hurt my back last week anyway, but it wasn't
that
kind of back hurt.
Well, that and carrying around all that weight, too.
Right.
I mean,
my back, my legs, my joints hurt, I guess, is what was happening.
Your back,
I stayed home.
Your legs, your pussy, and your crack, or whatever
that is. Let's not ever use that word.
What,
it's
what
legs,
is it?
Back. It's, you had it right, just in the wrong order. But anyway, so my legs, my back. Anyway, yeah.
For those of you who don't know that, Nessa will explain it to you.
Right. So I stayed home Tuesday from the coal mine, and I was never sick. Like, I didn't, there was no question what it was. You know, like, it wasn't, like, my body was run down. Like, I just ached. And so.
Did you run a fever?
No, nope, never ran a fever. I just didn't feel well. And so.
So you didn't have to run through the starve a cold, feed a fever thing. You just, you know, it didn't matter.
No,
you were going to feed
it. I'd forgotten about that. And I this is when I kind of figured out something was going on. Monday night. I left work, you know, I'd gotten there super late, so I left late, and I was starving. Y'all, I ate all this food. Like, I cooked this big meal and ate a ton of it. I must have had 2 cups of rice with soup for lunch on Tuesday, and then on Tuesday night, I went to the Chinese restaurant and got a giant tub of Chinese food and ate all of it. I was starving. And I mean,
well, that's because this was the COVID's last chance to get you to put on the COVID-19.
Right. Well, I did put on the COVID-19. But anyway, I was starving. And I mean, I was like, usually if you eat too much, you know, you don't feel so good. Like, you're like, oh, I really overdid it. No, I could have eaten more. Like, that's how it was. How are your and to finish that, Wednesday morning, I went to bed early Tuesday night. Wednesday morning, I woke up fine, like nothing had ever happened. So, yeah. What about you?
I had a slight headache, kind of like when you go a day without your coffee.
Right.
And you have just that kind of numbness and fuzziness.
Right.
I had that around noon after I'd had my shot at 9:45 a.m. in the morning.
Okay.
Took the IBU friends.
As we do.
Okay. My arm was a little bit sore, but mine was more sore the first time than this time.
Okay.
Took some more IBU friends, just preventative, before
I think that
retiring.
Was yeah. Yeah.
And woke up Tuesday morning, had kind of that it wasn't really a headache. It was just that kind of, you know, something's not quite right. You know, it's the no caffeine in me thing, you know.
Right.
And so I took
and
three
now,
more
did you have to?
Orphans.
Did you have to do the big run?
No. Well, I have to do that every morning. But I mean, so no, I was I did not shut myself. But that was it. My arm hurt a little bit on Tuesday, you know, again, but not as much as the first time, but that's it.
Right. Yeah. And again, like I was prepared for it. Everyone at work that had gotten theirs had the exact same symptoms. And, you know,
they stayed home for 4 days, right?
Oh, right. They're still at home, probably.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And so, you know, I was prepared and I had food in the house. Now, not as much as I would have liked, but I was like, I didn't feel like, oh, God, what am I going to do? Like, I was fine. So, yeah. And, yeah. So, but that's, I'm glad we've both gotten it. And now we can rest a little easier.
Right. And,
I just realized that you have on a Sharp Madness shirt.
Yes. This is my shirt that Mean Keen gave me.
I did
madness.
Not meet him in Kansas City. Where's that music?
That music. The poop.
That music. Yeah. Yeah. Did not meet him in the Kansas City, but I think I did now, get a chat with him on the Grin Doctor. Yeah.
Oh well, okay. I'm sure you did.
Yeah. Oh, Big Fatty. You know what?
Ooh. What?
There's been some correspondence.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, Magoo, you done it again.
All right. So, y'all, there's been a
y'all,
Vader
you can
sighting.
Tell, y'all, you can tell I'm not doing the sound effects because they're about 1/20th of what I would be putting in.
Well, I can't do it all at the same time. Yeah. So, I got a message. From Mac from Florida. That's
Flo Rida. You know. Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
And so I'm going to play his theme song. Uh-oh.
Right. I know
the theme song. I know that you do, but I don't seem to actually have it on the soundboard.
Shall I send it to you?
No, I mean, I have the music. It's just not on the soundboard, I guess. Oh, that's going to be.
Oh.
No, that's what I thought it was.
Oh, shit.
No, she's not a, sorry, I'm still.
Sharding yourself?
I am. I can't. Did we not use this? We have definitely used this music.
Yeah.
So please hold everyone.
Okay. Well, this is lovely. Just out of curiosity.
Yeah.
Is there anything exciting going to be happening this week for you?
Yeah,
okay,
you know, I had a relatively easy last week as far as meetings and everything goes. So this week, I'm just basically on Zooms all day. I have a major deadline that I am not...
Gonna meet.
Yep. It's how these things tend to work. Did we not have the tropical skull on?
Well, okay. It's the tropical skull, y'all. Is the music that Mac from Flo Rida sent to us?
Yeah. So okay, Mac and Flo Rida has sent me a message. This is a professional organization. And Mac said, so Vader, I guess the local Gabar here in the Gainesville is expecting you tonight, ? I'd stop by and say, hey, but I'm going to be at a brewery with my puppy friends. Seriously, though, it's been so great hearing the two of you podcast together again. The show was wonderful, and I appreciate it so much, Mac. From Florida. So, y'all, he sent me the Facebook post, I think is what this... Yeah, it's a Facebook post.
I'm not on the face space, by the way.
From the University Club, which is the Gabar there in the Gainesville. The University Club's VIP area is ready for Larry tonight. And, y'all, it is... it is the most non-VIP area... that you could imagine, which is about what I would expect if someone were setting up a VIP area.
Which is exactly right. The VIP Larry area.
Right. But there is a ice bucket set out with a bottle of vodka, I think is what the reason that that's appropriate for me. Yes, I think that's what's in the ice bucket. And so yeah, thanks, Mac. I believe that was my friend Larry, not me, that they were getting prepared for, because I have not been to the Gainesville in well over a year, because as you know, the extra special Chris is from the Gainesville. But
did he take you to that homosexual bar?
No, we've never stayed overnight in Gainesville together, because that's where his hats live, and his hats are not fans of mine. They are not Vader fans.
So they've met you?
Yeah, many times. Okay. And asked for my opinion on their home remodel, which is, I'm pretty sure, why they're not fans of mine. But I'll have to check that out. Now, if there's a VIP area for a liar, then I think that they'll usher me in.
Well, and you know, it does harken back to the days of Vodka Fest.
Speaking of Vodka Fest, I got a tip-a-tap message from my friend Big Mama today that says, are we having Vodka Fest this year? And I said, probably not.
Okay.
All of our friends are making their plans for the G'days, but I don't think this is the year to go. And so, you can't buy an annual pass at Disney anymore, and it's very constricting.
Well, Disney's very expensive.
Oh, it's very expensive, but the tickets got more expensive, but you now have to make reservations to get into the parks and all that. And it's just, I would love
to
see everyone.
You don't get to see the Spirit of America parade or anything.
It's true. I would love to see everyone. But I feel like if we went down, it would be to see everyone, and then we'd be done on like Thursday morning and just before the weekend even happened. So I don't think it's worth it to go. So maybe next year. I know the official G'days is canceled again. So maybe next year. Would love to see everyone, and would love to host Vodka Fest again. And maybe Big Fatty would come if I hosted Vodka Fest again at my mobile home.
You never know.
Yeah, and I don't have a mobile home currently to take to the G'days, so that also is an issue. But that being said, let's do this.
Well, hello, porcupines. We've been waiting for you. It's time to play dead or alive.
All right, Big Fatty's going to tell me who was born today. I'm going to tell him if they're dead, if they're alive, and who they were, what they did. How would we know them?
All right. The first one is Herbert Cory, K-H-A-U-R-Y. Herbert Cory.
Okay, Herb. Okay. So Herb was... This is a trick question, and I just know.
Yeah, it is a trick question. I will say that. It's a trick question.
He is very much alive. So he is the brother of the new skull, Herb.
Okay.
I just saw him the other day.
Herbert Cory is better known as Tiny Tim, who sang Tiptoe Through the Tulips, and he died in 1996. All right. Let's just, David Letterman. David Letterman is
alive. Career
today.
Dead.
Yes. All right.
Yeah.
Tom Clancy.
He is an author of the thrillers. And as far as I know, he's still alive.
Okay. He is an author and died in 2013. So.
Well,
David Cassidy.
He's one of the monkeys. And as far as I know, he's still alive.
Okay, well... David Cassidy was indeed an American singer and actor. He was Keith on the Partridge Family, a monkey, and died in 2017.
Lord.
All right. You're not doing this.
Well, I'm closer than I normally am.
Hound Dog Taylor.
He is a famous, a well-known blues musician, and he has passed on.
You are exactly right. He is an American Chicago blues guitarist and singer, and died in 1975.
You know how I know who he is? Yeah. Honest to God, I didn't know if he was dead or alive. And Rob Nelson, Lily Magoo will appreciate this. I heard him with Marion McPartlin on Piano Jazz, which I think Marion McPartlin is long dead too. But, you know, they replayed them, those old, mm-hmm. old shows on NPR on Saturday nights. So,
wow. I am aghast that you knew that.
I loved piano. Was it Piano Jazz? I'm saying that like I know what it was.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, all right, I'm ready for my Ramadan quiz that I know you have been feverishly preparing all week long. I just hope that countdown clock doesn't start before we're able to get it in.
Well, you know, but it's funny that you say that. I think we you know, if you want, we could do it. Should we just you asked for it? So,
well, you know, what can I say?
Oh my goodness, it's time to play This, That, or the Other. It's the game where I read a question and give Big Fatty three answers. He has to tell us which one is true, unless they all are. Big Fatty, are you ready to play?
I am Ramadaning over here to the microhoys to tell you.
All right, well.
All right.
Okay, so the first question, and I think this is going to set the tone for the rest of this quiz, is what okay. religion is Ramadan a part of? Is it Judaism?
That is the... Oh.
Or do you know it? Go ahead, if you know
it. I think it's the Muslim religion.
I am absolutely shocked. I thought you were... I didn't even think you knew that much. Okay.
Yeah.
So,
by the way, were you aware that it took two people to replace the comptroller and they... Okay, I'm sorry.
Were you reading that text message? During Ramadan, there's something that Muslims do every day from sunrise to sunset. What uh-huh. is that? Okay.
Fart?
Do they
go ahead.
Reflect quietly, almost like a vow mm-hmm. of silence? Mm-hmm. Do they pray every hour on the hour for 5 minutes, or do they fast?
Mm-hmm. Oh, it's the praying. It's the praying hands.
They fast every day from sunrise to sunset.
Oh, wait a minute. I thought you were saying every day, I didn't realize you were just talking about Ramadan.
The subject of this, that, or the other?
Okay. Well, I got confused there, so we won't count that one.
Right.
They don't eat anything during Ramadan?
Not from sunrise to sunset, they do.
Oh, okay.
Eat.
So then they gorge.
They have a
okay.
pre-sunrise meal, called the suhoor, and at dusk they call their meal the iftar. And I've probably mispronounced those. Okay.
Okay.
After let's do this one.
Okay. I can see you've really prepared well.
I am very prepared.
We're going to call you Stumper because that's what you're trying to do.
You can express well wishes for those celebrating Ramadan by saying which of the following.
Uh-huh.
Ramadan Mubarak, Ramadan Kareem, or Ramadan Mubarak. Oh, wait, never mind. Which one of those two? I don't know what the third one is. So which one of those two?
I'm going to say the second one.
Actually, it's both of them. So the first meaning, the Ramadan Kareem, meaning have a generous Ramadan, or Ramadan Mubarak means happy Ramadan. So there you go. How about that? You didn't think I was going to just throw that in there, did you?
No. Kareem.
There you are. Oh.
Oh! Thank goodness. Anyway.
I tell you what.
Anyway, now that you've been fully vaccinated, are you starting to take the reservations for the gentleman callers?
You know, I've thought about it, but what I realized during this extremely exhausting pandemic is that I can't be bothered with them and their doings. So,
okay. Ooh. Oh.
Oh. But I'm not going to turn a good one down. But yes.
Now, let me ask you a question. Do you know if the See's Candies has a special Ramadan selection?
Oh, of course they do.
And you know, the old gal will make the traditional Ramadan skull meatloaf.
I don't think it's in the shape of a skull. I think it's in the shape of Allah.
Oh.
Yeah. I mean, she's very...
I couldn't be Baba.
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.
You know what the old gal says at the dinner table?
The two of us probably...
sesame.
Okay. I was going to say that the two of us probably just sounded very, very religiously insensitive.
Well, we weren't trying to be. We're just fat.
True. Enormous.
Mm-hmm.